Chapter 12. New York. The people in New York watched the peach for a few minutes. Nothing happened. Now they knew that it was not dangerous, and they came and stood in the streets. They could see something moving on top of the great round ball.
"What is it?"
they asked excitedly.
"Is it from the moon? Are they aliens?"
Soon, 600 police officers and 200 firefighters arrived in cars and trucks. They quickly climbed to the Empire State Building's spike. Now they were under the peach.
"You up there!"
shouted the most important police officer.
"Come out here!"
Suddenly, the big head of the centipede came over the side of the peach. The police officers and firefighters all started to shout.
"It's a horrible creature!"
"No, it's an alien!"
They were very frightened, and 8 of them fainted. The centipede smiled. He was enjoying this very much. He loved all the noise and the people.
"Now you listen to me," shouted the police officer. "Where are you from?"
"We are from thousands of miles away," the centipede shouted, and he smiled more, showing his brown teeth.
"I told you," said the police officer.
"They are aliens."
Now the old green grasshopper put his huge green head over the side of the peach. 6 more people fainted when they saw him.
"There's another one,"
shouted the most important firefighter.
"Stand back. It may jump down and try to eat us."
"What are they talking about?"
the old green grasshopper said to the centipede.
"I don't know,"
the centipede answered.
"But they are very worried about something."
Soon, all the creatures were looking over the side of the peach.
"Nobody move," shouted the police officer. "These things are dangerous."
"Look at their horrible faces,"
the officers and firefighters cried.
"We are all going to die."
But suddenly, they all stopped and looked up. A small boy was standing on the peach near the creatures, and he was laughing and waving.
"It's a boy," cried the firefighter.
"It really is a little boy."
"Hello, everybody. Don't be frightened of us, please," James said.
"Are those creatures dangerous?"
shouted the police officer.
"Of course they are not dangerous," James answered. "They are the nicest creatures in the world."
5 minutes later, they were all safely down on the ground. James excitedly told his story to a group of surprised police officers, while 100 people climbed up the Empire State Building and lifted the peach from its spike. Then the most important people in New York said,
"We must have a big parade for our wonderful visitors."
So there was a parade that afternoon. James and his friends sat in a very big car, and the peach came next on a huge truck. It now had a big hole in it from the spike, and peach juice went all over the road, but nobody worried about that. Behind the peach, there were 20 more cars with important people in them. Millions of people stood on the streets to watch. They all cheered and waved happily, while James and his friends waved back at them. Then a funny thing happened. A little girl ran up to the car and shouted,
James, please could I eat some of your wonderful peach?
Yes,
shouted James.
Everyone can have some.
About 50 children ran to the peach. They jumped on the truck and they ate and ate until their stomachs were full. Then more boys and girls came and they ate the peach too. The line of children behind the peach was now a mile long.
I did not know that there were so many children in the world,
James thought happily.
This is the best thing that has ever happened.
10,000 children ate every bit of the peach. When the parade finished, only the peach's big brown stone was on the truck. This was the end of their journey. James and the creatures all stayed in New York, and they lived happily there. The peach stone was put in Central Park, and it became very famous. It was also a house, and James Henry Trotter lived inside it. Every day, hundreds of children visited James there. He always opened his door for them, and they went inside to see the famous room. Again and again, they all wanted to hear the story of his adventure on the peach, and James was never sad and lonely again, because he had all the friends in the world. Roald Dahl, Penguin Readers. James and the Giant Peach. Illustrated by Quentin Blake. Level 3. This book has been simplified for English language learners by Alberta White. Series editor, Madeline Burgess. Read by Sid Sagar. Copyright. The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, 2024.